Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky, and joining me in the studio today is Brian Tracy, president of Sagamore Spirits, and this is the third of our conversations about a rye whiskey that is eventually going to be made right here in Maryland, and we talk about how that is exactly going to come to pass. So let's talk about how this is going to move exclusively here. You are building a distillery in town, correct?
Correct. We broke ground in Port Covington in August 2015. And right now we're on schedule to have the buildings in this beautiful world-class distillery that we've been working on for years designing. We believe it'll be an absolute destination, attract a lot of people to the city, and give a great chance for us to kind of display what we do and what makes our product unique, and we expect it to be delivered by the end of the year. And then at that point, we'll go ahead and take over production and bring everything 100% to Maryland.
On the label, there's like three specific things that are written onto every bottle. Can you talk about those?
Absolutely. So we have the main label, and then at the bottom, we have our batch label. Our batch label kind of gives a bottle a little character and is really kind of its DNA, if you will. Our batch, well, the one we're looking at here is batch 1K. We do everything in small batches at a time. We do them in about 350-gallon batches at a time. And so the one stands for the batches of barrels that we're still pulling from our very first distillation run ever.
Wow.
Then 1A was the first 350 gallons of it. B, second 350 gallons, and so forth. And then each time we do a batch, we get close to about 1,500 bottles out of that tote. And so we have batch 1K, bottle 1,464, and bottler is Lita, who happens to be my mom. And so it's hands-on.
Thanks, Mom.
Yep, it's a family business in a lot of ways. Friends and family help us out. As you can see from this bottle and how uniquely shaped it is, it's 100% bottled basically by hand. And so it requires a lot of effort. And the last person that signs off on it is the last person who touches it and inspects it all the way through as far as quality and does it meet the standards that we desire. And if so, they sign off on it, and then it goes into a shipper.
Part of the genius of this is blending water in with the whiskey at the back end of the process, I guess.
Absolutely. Water, we think, is one of the most, if not the most, key ingredient in your whiskey. The Irish would say Gaelic whiskey is water. And so instead of using tap water, we think the spring water makes a really big difference. It opens up and you can taste the quality, literally.
Do you have any plans of doing a cask strength whiskey, since you're already importing a cask strength whiskey? That's really hard to say. Do you have any plans?
It's a great question. We've certainly talked about it. Right now, we're really focused on continuing this one thing for right now. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we continue to do one thing. We do it really, really well, and then we'll build on it from there. I wouldn't 100% rule it out. We don't have any time or date on it.
Brian Tracy is president of Sagamore Spirit. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.